New Britannia Theatre Troupe presents Daggers in the Dark. Director and producer, Asclepius. Writer, Gabriel Nightshadow. With additional music lyrics by Jackdaw Foxlauden. Music composer and director of public relations, Amber Rain. Technical consultant, Style Tickle. Cast: Asclepius as Valis Tellen, Elgarion as Taryn Merrywhistle, Sol Stormlin as Amend, Addy as Melody, Striker Sparhawk as Ertai Vodalion, Cordelaine Valcaris as Astor Cerberus, Waftem as Keldon Lighthand,
Valen Tregris as Budna,
Style Tackle as Frederick Tariti,
with Amber Rain as Chastity and herself, Elaine Dragonfire as the narrator, and Salith Rain as Cyrus.
As I peer into the scrying pool, I see that dusk has fallen on the Bear Tavern. The Bear's fifth anniversary party is in full swing, and everyone is having a good time, thanks to Keldon.
Take it off! Take it off!
Keldon throws his shirt to Chastity, who catches it. She inhales deeply.
I miss those lovely dancing girls that used to perform here. Ugh, this Fire Mountain ale tastes kind of strange. Hey, why is it suddenly turning pink?
Ah, my good friends, Fred and Harry, our new head brewers, were kind enough to prepare a special batch of their Pink Paradise on Fire Mountain Ale for today's event. Our patrons seem to love the fruity flavor and extra creamy foam.
Not me! Good ale shouldn't taste like pomegranates. Hey, I heard about those two guys. There better not be any of that banned synthetic aphrodisiac shamazar in here.
Heavens no, only natural aphrodisiacs, I assure you. Fred and Harry learned their lesson after that unfortunate incident in Pax Lair 2 years ago.
Are you new in town, miss? I never forget a pretty face.
Chastity blushes as she gazes at his glistening abs and pecs.
This is my first time in the tavern. I'm Chastity, the new school teacher. I just moved here from Wizard's Rest yesterday.
I'm Keldon, Master Ranger of the Bear Tavern Guild. Pleased to make your acquaintance, Chastity. I would be most honored to give you a private tour of our fine establishment, including our secret Red Room.
Red Room?
There can be no pleasure without pain.
Oh, I think I would enjoy a private tour. Very much.
Looks like Keldon is getting lucky tonight.
I honestly don't know what all those beautiful women see in him. He's not that handsome or muscular. Must be his charming demeanor.
Meanwhile, upstairs in the tavern council meeting room...
I don't know, guys. Valis has done a lot for the guild.
We have no choice, Astor. The force field generated by our moon towers can't withstand a sustained bombardment by Nefario's new dragonfire cannons. And his army outnumbers our militia by a factor of 10-1. Quite frankly, I don't even know how he managed to resurrect himself after we defeated him a year ago. Somehow he has been able to amass enough resources to lay siege to so many towns simultaneously. I have heard rumors that he's been able to swell his ranks by using a combination of magic and science he acquired from Atos' identical twin brother, the rogue techno-mage Kriz, to either clone troops or abduct and brainwash large numbers of unsuspecting Novians.
Be reasonable, Astor. If we don't accept Nefario's terms, Baron's Reach will surely be destroyed. All of the other Tavern Council members have voted to accept the agreement. We all appreciate everything that Valis has done for us, but the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few, or of the one.
Very well. Taryn, Aemon, but I still don't like this one bit. Valis deserves, well, he deserves better.
Good man, Astor.
Come, I will show you the document that you must sign.
Voda Lion is busy in the kitchen preparing a very special dish for Valis. Visible among the many human bones in the waste bin is a gold ring inscribed with the initials FT, indicating its previous owner, long-missing Tavern Council member Frederick Turetti.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful meal of a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? This cut is so fine. I have always wanted to carve up a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to cook in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, I might as well say, would you be mine for me to dine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please cease your please? Please, won't you be my neighbor?
Is that last dish almost done, Vodaline?
I just sent out the fried liver and onions. Let me check on the best surprise for Valis.
That smells delicious, Vodaline. What's your secret?
I simply boiled the meat to a slight undercook, and then popped it into the oven to finish baking it in a candy coat made of sugar glaze. I hope Valis likes it.
I am sure that he will. I know you've been working very hard preparing this feast today, my darling, but do save a bit of energy for me later tonight. I don't know what I would have done without your comfort and support this last year since Frederick suddenly left me to spread the word of chaos to the natives of the southern continent. He didn't even have the courage to tell me to my face and left that letter at my bed instead.
What an insensitive fellow. I would never abandon you like that. I love you so much and look forward to our wedding day next month. And don't worry, I always have plenty of energy for you, my dear.
Vodalion leers at Melody's voluptuous form as he hands her a tray, and she turns to leave. He starts preparing the dessert at the table and fails to notice her pour a vial of poison on the bear's surprise as she exits the kitchen.
I hope you enjoy Vodalion's version of Bear Surprise in this mug of Fire Mountain Ale.
Valis seems more interested in Melody than the meal as he gazes lustfully at her.
I am sure that I will, Melody. This Bear Surprise is really delicious. Vodalion has really outdone himself this time.
Ah, just the people I was looking for. Fine job you've done with this event, mates. An impressive turnout, although I am a bit disappointed that Baron was unable to join us again this year. We still don't know which one of us is his descendant and heir to his huge cache of gold and rare artifacts. Hope you've all been having a jolly good time.
Indeed we are, Valis. You wanted to discuss something with us.
Yes, Taran. I have become quite concerned with the recent sieges on the surrounding towns by the obsidian cabalist Nefario. We must make sure our defenses are strong enough to repel any such attack on Baron's Reach.
Oh, I don't think we will have to worry about that, Valis.
Why is that, I meant? Oh, I suddenly don't feel so well. Dizzy, nauseous, and my limbs feel like rubber. Stay back. I think I'm going to Chunder.
Must be that extra something that Vodalion put in your entree. Guess I better go find my mop and clean up this mess.
Hey, what's so funny, Keldon?
The Tavern Council recently negotiated a mutually beneficial agreement with the obsidian cabalist Nefario. But one of the conditions was a change in leadership.
What? How could all of you betray me like this?
Die, Valis! Die!
I trusted you the most.
I am sorry, Valis, but the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the one.
Baron's Reach and the Bear Tavern Guild must survive at all costs. Our new guild leader has seen to that.
And who would that be?
That would be me. I personally negotiated the terms of the agreement on behalf of the Tavern Council with Nefario's emissary. And here he is.
Nefario's emissary is Budna. Bloody hell.
That's high praised Budna to you, Valus.
Yes, my master will be quite pleased with the terms of the agreement and looks forward to a long and profitable relationship with the bears.
You will all regret making this dodgy deal with Nefario. He can't be trusted.
That is none of your concern, Valus. Your time is at an end.
Sod off.
Several hours later, the bear's 5th anniversary party has ended, and all of the guests have departed.
It's about time you woke up, Valus. What kind of example are you setting for your men?
Ow! That really hurt. I have a splitting headache.
Jeez, Valus. You were so rat-ass that you passed out halfway through your anniversary party. And you were drooling all over the floor. The party would have all gone to pot if Aster hadn't have stepped up and taken over. You know, Aster has been out in the outhouse for an awfully long time. He said something in the bear surprise seemed to disagree with him.
Turn off the lights.
Thank heavens. It was just a nightmare. A horrible nightmare.
Oh? What was your nightmare about, Valus?
I'll tell you guys another time. But for now, another round of Fire Mountain Ale for me and my friends, Melody.
Close your eyes.
Who is Melody? Valus, you know we haven't had a barmaid since Mindy quit 6 months ago to take that job at the Evil Eye Tavern in Rift's End. We haven't had any applicants since then due to Budner and Keldon's roving hands.
Hey, that's not true. We always treat women who come into the tavern with the utmost respect.
Yeah, right.
What? Melody wasn't real. But she was so beautiful. You two, stop scaring away prospective barmaids.
Sure thing, Valus. We promise to be on our best behavior from now on.
No one notices that both Budner and Keldon have their fingers crossed behind their backs.
Oh my, it does seem that I missed out on all of the festivities.
Amber, so glad that you could make it. Here, have a mug of Fire Mountain Ale.
Thank you, Valus. Sorry I'm so late, but I just returned from an expedition to the uncharted southern continent in search of a lost bear. No, I'm not referring to our directionally challenged bear cub, either.
If you're wondering where he is, he apparently got lost in the Serpent Spine Mine again and used up all of his teleport and recall scrolls. At least he had enough sense to bring along his noble's magical discourse orb. Effective and Fantolio are out searching for him now.
It did take us a couple of weeks, but we finally found him.
A bearded and disheveled Frederick Toretti walks into the tavern.
Hi, guys. Long time no see.
Frederick!
Frederick!
Turn off the lights.
What happened to you, man? You've been gone for nearly a year. We thought you'd perished.
I nearly did, Valis. The first natives I came across in my travels turned out to be a lost tribe of Kaatoth cannibals who were worshipping a statue of their missing king, which looked a lot like Denso. They believed that their king would return one day to lead them back to their ancestral homeland, which is now occupied by Paxlair. They thought I would make a tasty meal, so I made a hasty retreat to the nearby river. Managed to avoid getting hit by their arrows, but ended up going over a waterfall and got knocked unconscious. I washed up ashore a few miles downstream and was found by a fearsome but beautiful female warrior who nursed me back to health. Unfortunately, once I was fully healed, her queen would not let me leave their jungle village. The tribe needed me as breeding stock, as all other men had succumbed to some unknown disease a few years before.
Frederick, you lucky dog. I'm so jealous.
Oh, why am I not surprised? Please continue, Frederick.
I was so exhausted by having to perform 8 hours a day in addition to the 8 hours a day I spent cooking, cleaning, and gardening while the women were out hunting. I don't think I would have lasted much longer. Fortunately, that was when Amber and her group found me. She asked their queen, a raven-haired beauty named Chardare, to release me into her custody, but she refused, as all of the children I had sired up to that point were female.
So, how did Amber secure your release?
I challenged the Drake to mortal combat, with Frederick as the prize. After a long and fierce battle, I emerged triumphant, but opted to spare her life. Chaudre seemed fascinated with my teachings, so I gave her a copy of the Parma, and two of my male acolytes volunteered to remain behind in Frederick's stead. So you see, Brother Frederick was able to bring in some new converts to the Church of the Dark Star, although not in the way he had intended.
Indeed, Amber. However, I think I will leave the missionary work to our more experienced members from now on.
Quite understandable, considering the ordeal you've been through. Don't worry, Brother Frederick. There are plenty of people here in Novia for you to convert.
Well, there is one good thing that resulted from my ordeal. May I present my lovely new bride, Melody.
Hello! It is so nice to meet all of Frederick's friends. He has spoken highly about all of you.
Both Valis and Vodalion gaze lustfully at Melody, but quickly regain their composure before anyone notices.
As governor of Baron's Reach, let me officially welcome you to our fine community, Melody.
Thank you, Governor Valis.
Allow me to introduce myself. I'm Vodalion, head cook here at the Bear Tavern.
Have we met before? You look very familiar.
I do not see how. I have never been to the southern continent.
For honor.
For honor!
For glory!
For glory!
For beer!
For beer!
The three of you must be starving after your long trip. Come, have a seat at the table. Vodalion, do we have any hot entrees left?
I'll check on that.
When I was last here, I did promise to check in from time to time to see how things were going. Valis, you should have realized that the dream I sent you was a warning. The gods have forbidden me from taking a more direct role in the coming Shadow War. Now I sense the future of both the Bear Tavern and Baron's Reach is shrouded in darkness.
Cyrus suddenly shapeshifts into his true form, that of the demigod Baron.
As requested, here is the agreement signed by all members of the Tavern Council in their own blood.
Excellent work, Kaldan. I knew I can count on you. And what about Velis?
Don't worry, High Priest Budner. I will make sure he does not live through the night. He should not have underestimated me or treated me so poorly. Kaldan, mop up this mess. Kaldan, you pillock. You've burned my trousers again. Well, no more. Come dawn, I will lead the Bear Tavern Guild.
That you will, my good friend.
Excellent. Despite Baron's interference, everything is still going according to plan. The Bears have welcomed my daughter, Melody, with open arms. Until I can amass sufficient mystical energy to power the cloning chamber which I received from Kriz, my spirit remains trapped in the body of this wandering female healer who stumbled upon my burnt and defiled remains. Soon I shall have my revenge on the Bears for destroying my physical form and preventing my resurrection. So swears Nefaria.
The following music tracks are used in this production with the permission of the composer, Amber Rain. Epic Entrance, Underhanded Conspiracy, Betrayal, Death of a King, Dreamwalking Nightmare Remix, as Ambrew in collaboration with Andrew Head, Golden Dreams, Whispers. The following music tracks used in this production are licensed under either Creative Commons Attribution 3.0 or 4.0 Unported, or Creative Commons Zero Public Domain. https://creativecommons.org/licenses/by/3.0 and alternatively 4.0 and 0/1.0. Won't You Be My Neighbor by Todd Reed Music. The following can be found at www.opengameart.org. RPG Never Go Full Bard by Hitcrawl. The End.